Once, an American ambassador to Guatemala had had a wife who had publicly boasted that her pistol-packing husband had overthrown that little nation's left-wing government. After its abrupt fall, the ambassador, his job done, had been transferred to a small Asian nation, and while driving his sports car, he had suddenly discovered a slow-moving hay truck pulling out of a side road directly ahead of him. A moment later, nothing remained of the ambassador except a bunch of splatted bits. Packing a pistol and having at his call an entire CIA-raised private army had done him no good. His wife wrote no proud poetry about that.
Do what?
The owner of the hay truck had probably said to the local authorities.
Do what, massa? I just...
Or like his own ex-wife, Arcta remembered. At that time, he had worked for an insurance firm as an investigator.
Do your neighbors across the hall drink a lot?
And she had objected to his filling out his reports late at night instead of thrilling at the very sight of her. Toward the end of their marriage, she had learned to do such things during his late-night work period as burn her hand while lighting a cigarette, get something in her eye, dust his office, or search forever throughout or around his typewriter for some little object. At first, he had resentfully stopped work and succumbed to thrilling at the very sight of her. But then, he had hit his head in the kitchen while getting out the corn popper and had found a better solution.
If they kill our animals, Lockman was saying, I'll firebomb them. I'll get all of them. I'll hire a professional down from L.A., like a bunch of panthers.
They won't, Barris said. There's nothing to be gained by injuring animals. The animals haven't done anything.
Have I? Arctor said.
Evidently they think so, Barris said. Lockman said, if I had known it was harmless, I would have killed it myself.
Remember?
But she was a straight, Barris said. That girl never turned on, and she had heavy bread. You remember her apartment? The rich never understand the value of life. That's something else. Remember Thelma Cornford, Bob? The short girl with huge breasts. She never wore a bra, and we used to just sit and look at her nipples. Yeah, she came over to our place to get us to kill that mosquito hawk for her. And when we explained... At the wheel of his slow car, Bob Arctor forgot theoretical matters and did a rerun of a moment that had impressed them all. The dainty and elegant straight girl in her turtleneck sweater and bell-bottoms and trippy boobs who wanted them to murder a great harmless bug that in fact did good by wiping out mosquitoes. And in a year in which an outbreak of encephalitis had been anticipated in Orange County, and when they saw what it was and explained, she had said words that became for them their parody evil wall motto, to be feared and despised.
If I had known it was harmless, I would have killed it myself.
That had summed up to them, and still did, what they distrusted in their straight foes, assuming they had foes. Anyhow, a person like well-educated with all the financial advantages, Thelma Cornford became at once a foe by uttering that, from which they had run that day, pouring out of her apartment and back to their own littered pad, to her perplexity. The gulf between their world and hers had manifested itself, however much they'd meditated on how to ball her, and remained. Her heart, Bob Arctor reflected, was an empty kitchen, floor tile and water pipes, and a drain board with pale scrubbed surfaces, and one abandoned glass on the edge of the sink that nobody cared about.